Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Sunday, April 18th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. He said to his friend, "If the British march by land or sea from the town tonight, hang a lantern aloft in the belfry arch of the North Church Tower as a signal light. One if by land and two if by sea, and I on the opposite shore will be ready to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm for the country folk to be up and to arm." Then he said good night, and with muffled oar silently rode to the Charlestown shore. Those are the opening lines of the immortal poem Paul Revere's Ride by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. It was one of my father's favorite poems, and because of that, I memorized it when I was 7 years old. Revere's task was to ride through the countryside and call out the country folk to arms to resist British tyranny. As the poem said, Revere was across Boston Harbor and Charlestown to watch the steeple of the Old North Church in Boston to see if the British were going to march out of Boston on land or take boats across the harbor and through Charlestown. It would warn the local militias which route the British would take. If one lantern was hung, then they would march over land, but if two, it would signal the water and across the harbor. Most of April 18th, 1775, was cloudy and rainy in Boston. The visibility was not good. Revere was concerned that he wouldn't be able to see Old North, as it was known. But late in the evening, a cold front moved across the region. And by the time of the signal, the weather cleared, and the visibility was excellent. Revere saw the two lanterns clearly across the opposite shore and rode into history. And that's what happened on April 18th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.